Yes, now the old Queensland coach and the Brisbane coach. How are you, Kevy?
Yeah, good morning, gents. Really good this morning again. Excited about the week ahead. Origin, of course, Wednesday night. So let's see how the Maroons can go.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating opening match of the series. But now that you're officially Brisbane coach, just want to ask you, what are you expecting to make some signings this week?
No signings. No, not at this stage. We're still sorting out our roster and such and also our staff. So that should be sorted by the end of the week, I would have thought. And if we can get on, training starts on the 23rd of November for some of the squads. So we need to get ourselves organised and start focusing on that date to get things rolling for the 2021 season.
All right. When you look at State of Origin 1, Kevy, why do you think Queensland will win? And where's their strengths in this game?
Well, they've got strengths all across the field for mine, Laurie. Their forward pack, I think it's probably the strongest it's been in 2 or 3 years, certainly longer than that. It was Josh Papali leading the way with a couple of those younger forwards. Tino Fasua Malawi, you know, Kafusi's been in great touch at the Storm, a premiership winner this year. Christian Welsh as well in the middle. And then Jake Friend on debut for Queensland. Well, he's a specialist hooker and, you know, he knows how to win the big games as well. He's played in several grand finals there at the Roosters. So they're forwards. And then on the back of that, you've got DCE, Munster, and the big one for mine is AJ Brimson. I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but, geez, he's an exciting young player. And he's turned the Gold Coast season around. They won 6 in a row with him at fullback. And I can see him turning Queensland around as well. He's in great touch and very confident.
Kevy, what about the weaknesses for the Blues? They look a strong squad, and obviously I've been on the Blues to win 3-0. I know you're going to laugh at that. Loz is telling me not to say that out loud. But where are the weaknesses then for New South Wales?
Well, it's like any team. They've got a couple of guys that are on debut and a couple of guys that have played a lot of football in the last sort of couple of years as well and at the highest level. So, look, I'm not hiding behind the fact it's a very strong New South Wales team. Mm. And I haven't seen in my term as coach or assistant coach or even playing a weak New South Wales side. So it's up to the Queensland players to, you know, run hard, make your tackles. And, you know, those big origin moments that we saw, you know, last year where New South Wales won those big moments, particularly in Game 3 with Tedesco, you know, in that last play, a couple of things that he did throughout the game and Cook. You know, if Queensland can contain those players, we know that they're going to have some damage, you know, Tedesco and Cook at some stage in the game. It's limiting that damage. And if Queensland can do that, they will win the game for sure.
Hmm. Kevy, given that Nathan Cleary didn't have his best game this season in the grand final and probably would be coming into this origin camp a little bit shell-shocked with the way that Penrith played and his own personal performance. If you're in charge, would you be sort of saying to your players, let's get into Cleary a little bit more, let's put him under pressure with his kicking game, make sure take away his time and space?
Yeah, I think you need that to do. That's all the key players, Laurie. That's always been part of the Queensland way, is to identify those key players, and he is one of them. Both the halves for New South Wales actually can be put under pressure, you know, I feel. Cleary and Cleary, and this is Cleary's debut. Is he playing for New South Wales tonight?
Kidding, aren't you?
Honestly. Anyway, we'll move on from that, Mark. We'll move on, mate.
I can't believe this is coming out of the great Kevy Walters' mouth. Surely we're not looking for excuses already.
There's no excuses. definitely, Laurie, put all those guys under pressure. Damien Cook as well. We know how explosive he was in his last month for South Sydney. He was outstanding. So he'll be another key player for the Blues. It's about shutting them down and limiting their opportunities. If we can do that, we'll be all over it, mate.
Well, Xavier Coates going down at training yesterday. I know Loz rates him very highly, but how are we expecting it to juggle around if he does miss the game?
Don't worry. He'll be playing on Wednesday night. The doctors, you know, at the State of Origin side are very confident that he'll be playing, you know, on Wednesday night. I went down and watched him train at Seabus on yesterday morning, and I saw the incident. He got up and he was a bit dusty from it, but he'll be fine, mate. He's a Queenslander and he won't want to miss his first Origin game. If there is a reshuffle, Philip Sammy, I would imagine, would come into the side, you know, on the wing, and that would be the only change, I would have thought.
Well, what about there's some speculation that Kurt Capel may start in the centres? Was that a surprise for you, if that happens?
No surprises, Laurie, with Wayne Poo involved, mate. Anything can happen. He likes to play the ducks and drakes. And, you know, he shuffled his side around all the time, Wayne. That's the way he's always sort of done things. And just because he's coaching Origin doesn't mean it's going to be any different. And, yeah, expect some changes there, which, I think whatever the changes are, Queensland will use to their advantage and get the job done.
Kevy, how important is his first game for both teams? Obviously, being in Adelaide, and then obviously you've got to come back and play one game in New South Wales, one game in Queensland. Is this first game, does it give you, obviously it gives you confidence if you can win, but is it make or break based on this first game, in your opinion?
Well, it's not make or break, but it's a huge advantage. I think if you look back through the stats, I think the team that wins game one, 70% of the time goes on to win the series. I mean, that is, we can look back as early as last year where, Queensland, we won game one and we went to Perth and got smashed up, and then game three sort of got rolled as well. So it's very important, particularly for this younger Queensland team, that they get out of the blocks, in a strong fashion. So, yeah, big match for them. It's not do all, be all, whatever the saying is, but it is a very important game for these guys to get out of the blocks and get their Origin careers off to a great start.
Kevy, were you surprised with the inclusion in the starting side of Cohen Hess? I mean, he didn't set the world on fire with the Cowboys this year, and I didn't think he'd make the starting lineup, and I thought there may have been some other players that would have, Jaden Sewell, for instance. I know he's on the bench, but he would have been in the run-on side. But yeah, your thoughts on Cohen Hess making that Queensland team?
Yeah, a little bit surprised, but certainly not shocked. I mean, Cohen's played at that level before. He's got great experience. He played, was part of a very poor North Queensland team this year, which certainly wouldn't have helped his confidence or anything that he's doing rugby league-wise. So now that he's got some really good, strong players around him, he's got Cameron Munster, on his outside, some good little forwards on his inside, I think he can get the job done for Queensland, certainly on Wednesday night. He's been there and done it before. We know only a couple of years ago how powerful and explosive he was, with the football. So we need more of that from him on Wednesday night. Well, certainly Queensland do.
Hey, Kevy, the dogs are barking. That's not a good sign for Queensland.
Can you hear them say, Queensland, Queensland? I've got a lot of here, fellas. Let's hear
them again. Queenslander.
Oh, brilliant. The whole neighbourhood's here, mate. The whole neighbourhood.
Have you got a Melbourne Cup tip for us?
No, I haven't. I've been focusing on the Origin. Let's get a Melbourne Cup on. Geez, I didn't know that
was going on. Oh, my God. Okay, who's man of the match then, Kevy? Who is the Queenslander that has got to take this game by the scruff of the neck and really make inroads into New South Wales? Who can you see doing that and being best on ground for your mob on Wednesday night?
I'm going to go for Josh Papali. He's freshened up from the NRL season. Watched him train, over the weekend. To me, he looks in great shape, very fresh, very confident. And he's got to be the one that leads the charge into this New South Wales forward pack to get the dominance that we need so that Munster and DCE and Brimson and all these guys can do their stuff. So, Josh Papali for mine. Let's hear it again, dogs.
Oh, thanks so much, Kevy. What a way to end it.
Kevy.